Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the series of Shiurim in the Sefer Sasemes. We're learning the Torahs relating to Shabbat Shuva. We are now in Parashas Vayelech, Tov Reish Lamed Zayin, the second shtickle, the second passage. And this Shiur should be a schus for Elisha Gavriel ben Tova, or Tova, you should have Refuah Shleima, Soch Shachal Yisrael. And also for Esther Rizbas Naomi Sara, and also Schus, for Bracha Natzlacha, for Yedid Nafshi, for Jeremy Warnick Shlita, for having being a great guy, and also having encouraged me to give these shiurim. There are two perushim to the pasuk of Aidabam Esa Shemayim Besa Aretz. One is Miloshen Eidus, that the Jewish people are made, the Jewish people are testifying about Kavod Shemayim, and the second is Milashon Adi, which is a piece of jewelry that the Jewish people adorn the heavens and the earth. And these two explanations are really one, that the Eidus that Bnei Yisrael give on the Maaseh of Hashem Yisbarach makes a Kishut and a Yofi, it makes beautiful the Shemayim and Aretz. So this Eidus makes the Shemayim and Aretz beautiful. And this Eidus, this charm, this beauty, is the union of Shabbos, which fixes the days of the week. So that's the basic mahalach of this maimer. Let's see inside. The pasuk v'idabam is Shemayim v'sa'aretz, dvaram lamed aleph, pasuk chavches, hakilu elayis kol zignei shivteichem v'shatreichem, v'yadaber bazneim is dvaram eile, v'idabam es Shemayim v'sa'aretz, adonim mor v'zigni, Pirusha Ide Bnei Yisrael Nisbara Kovet Shemayim B'maisa Bereshis She Bnei Yisrael Mevarin Mashikosav HaShemayim Misabrim Kvod Kel, that through the Jewish people the Kovet of Shemayim becomes clear, becomes evident that God created the world, because Bnei Yisrael clarifies, so to speak, they bring to the fore this idea of Hashemayim Misabrim Kavod Kel Umasi Yadav Begid Arakia, that when you look at the heavens you see the work, the handiwork of Hashem. Today we know what's going on up there. Wow. So all the billions of stars and galaxies and everything else, so this is all not by accident, but it's all the handiwork of Hashem, and it's our job to publicize this to the world. Is in the pasuk Hashemayim Misabrim Kavod Kel Umasi Yadav Megid Arakia Yom Liyam Yabi Omer B'Layla Lechavidas Ein Omer Vein Dvarim B'Li Nishma Kolam. There's no kol. There's no, they're not telling us all day long that God created them. So therefore, we have to be the ones saying that God created them. V'Hu B'Shabbos Kodesh Yenikra Sa'adusa. And this happens on Shabbos, which is called Eidus. Shabbos is Eidus on Maaseh Bereishis. Says in the Zohar Kaddish in Yisrael, Zarchas Yom HaShabbos L'kabel L'kabel L'osana B'reach Ha'id Shaker. In other words, if we take the Seres HaDibris, we match them up 5 to 5, Zarchas Yom HaShabbos L'katsho will be corresponding, that's number 4, and that's going to be corresponding to number 9, L'osana B'reach Ha'id Shaker. So why? Because Shabbos is called Eidus. Shabbos called the Sadusa de Kola, Man the Mishaka b'Shabbos, Mishaka b'Raisa Kola. Whoever lies about Shabbos, as Machal Shabbos, is lying about the whole Bria. So therefore, there's a parallel between the fourth Dibra of Shabbos and the ninth of Eidus Sheker, because Shabbos is Eidus on Bria Solom. Somebody who's Machal Shabbos is Mishaka b'Eidus. Because the Jewish people testify that Hashem rested on the seventh day. So when is this day of testimony? When is this Eidus? This Eidus of that Hashem created the Shemayim and the Aretz is on Shabbos, when we rest, testifying that Hashem rested when He created the world. So that's the first parish of Aidah Milashon Eidus, testimony. Perish ve'ida, loshon adi v'kishut. the lashon of a jewel, jewelry. Kivnei Yisrael osim kishutim lashamayim va'aretz, because the Jewish people make this, they adorn, put jewelry kaviyachol on the heavens and the earth. They make it beautiful. And it's really obeys perushim echad. Both perushim really lead you to the same point through the edus that they're mevarer in shakol me'Hashem yizbarach. Through this edus that we are mevarer that everything comes from Hashem, ayidezeh shemayim ve'aretz malin chen lifnei abori yizbarach. Through this, the heavens and the earth are charming before the Creator. V'mashikasuf v'yar alakim is kol asher asa. God saw everything he did, and it was very good. And the Medrash brings a famous mashal. A king built a palace. He saw it. He said, wow, I hope just like you're beautiful to me now, you're always beautiful to me. So too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world, he said, halavai te'malas chen lefanai b'chol eis, k'shem she'alesa chen lefanai b'shazu. Halavai, that the world should find as much favor in my eyes always as it does now, just like Bishas HaBriya. So that's what it means. He saw that it was Tov Me'od. So when we're Mevar that everything is from Hashem, then the world looks beautiful to Hashem. We want the world to look beautiful to Hashem. Tov Me'od. What's the Tov Me'od of the Briya? Tov Me'od of the Briya is that God is behind the Briya. That all the good we see is just one little spark of the great godliness that's behind the world. That's hiding. The existence of the world, this charm that it's good in God's eyes, gives the entire Bria its existence. And from that comes Shabbos. In other words, the existence of the world is contingent upon its connection to the deeper, holier meaning of creation, which is that God created the world, and that therefore is totally in our edus, that we have to testify to that. So what's the beauty of this world? When does Hashem love this world? When everybody realizes where it comes from, and we connect to Him, and He connects to us, and then there's a beautiful relationship. And when is this testimony? On Shabbos. So what makes God love the world? Shabbos. Because then we testify that He created. Kozai de Eidus Yisrael. Kach kosuv Yisrael asher b'cha aspar. Only avdi ato. And this is all through the testimony of the Jewish people. Like it says in the Pasuk, the Jewish people that I glorify in you. V'yomer li avdi ata. It says in Yishai, v'yomer li avdi ata Yisrael asher b'cha aspar. So, based on the Seder HaPasuk, what this Fasemis maybe means is that the first Pasuk is talking about avdus. V'yomer li avdi ata. Hu al maise b'chinas av, yimei maise b'chinas avoda. These are the days of action. Avdus. 6 days. By the avoda b'mei ha'maisin is kind of the ferris b'Shabbos. And then by doing the avoda during the week, then the glory of Shabbos comes. Kol ma'isim me'achol yeshlam aliyah b'Shabbos. Everything we do during the week has an aliyah on Shabbos. And that's the end of the pasuk. Yisrael asher b'cha espar. So, I glorify you. In other words, it says this last sentence. Kol zayid edus b'Yisrael. Kachas Yisrael asher b'cha espar. This is through the edus of the Jewish people. When is the edus of the Jewish people on Shabbos? And that's when God glorifies it in us. Because on Shabbos we testify that He created the world. And then it also says at the beginning of the pasuk, V'yarmu li avdiyata. You're my servant. That's during the 6 days of the week. And then on Shabbos, the whole world has an aliyah. So we see here, a beautiful mimer of this Hasemis, that there's a testimony to Hashem that we testify. We also beautify the world. We beautify the world when we show that it's His, that He created it. The beauty comes with the testimony. And that's the job of the Jewish people. And then God glorifies us. The Yisrael Asher B'cha Espar. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mespar with us. He glorifies in us. And that happens when? That happens on Shabbos. As always, the Sfas Emes connects everything to Shabbos. He gave these mamarim, he gave over these Torahs on Shabbos. So, Magai Vaiter, the third piece. Vayelech, Tov. Reish Lam Tzayin. Tshuva Me'ava is the higher level of tshuva we know. But when a person's sinning, he can't come to Avos Hashem, and therefore, the sinner begins with tshuva Me'ira. And through this, he's zeiche to a matnas chinam of Ahavas Hashem. During the week, tshuva is Me'ira. On Shabbos, tshuva Me'ahava. This darga that's given to a sinning person after the work of the weekday is the darga of the light of Adam Arishan that was Mishamish and Shabbos even after the sin, and that's the darga, that's the level of Mishami Yisrael. So let's see the Maimer inside. The Gemara, Gedola Tshuvish is Adonis Nasig and Kishkagos. Tshuvah is great that all of our mazids become shogeg, all of our purposeful affairs become unwitting by accident, shogeg. Siv Shuvi Yisrael, Kikashalta Bavonecha. So the Avon becomes a Kishala. And then the Gemara says, no, it becomes Schuyos. Vishuv Rasha Me Rishasa Vasimishbat Staka Lemu Yichya. Then when a person does Rishas, and then he does good, does Tshuva, so Mimela, the Zdonos becomes Schuyos. So which one is it? Do Zdonos come Shkagos? Or do Zdonos come Zchuyos? What does your Mezid become? Shogegs or Mitzvahs, merits? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara says it's not a Kasha. Kan Me'ahava, Kan Me'yira, the Kasha. So when you do Yitshuva Me'yira, it becomes a Shogeg. When you do Yitshuva Me'ahava, it becomes a Zchus, Kasha. Lamalo Bike Shanavi Mibn Israel Lashuv Me'ahava Shu Yoter Tov. Why did the Navi not request from the Jewish people to do tshuva out of Ahava? Why does the Navi say Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha Ki Kashalta Ba'avonecha? Return the Jewish people because you have stumbled. You have stumbled in your sin. Meaning that the Avon of Mezid is going to turn into a Kishalon if you do tshuva. But wait a second, hold on, coach. I don't understand. Why is the Navi telling us to do tshuva Me'ira? Why does the Navi tell us straight away to do tshuva Me'ahava? Achen. Vaday mikodem tzrichim lashuv meira, ki ha'itochin she'achoyte yashuv me'ahava, mehechan balo ava sabore. Rak ha'idei tshuva meira, Hashem yizbarach noisim lebechinas ahava b'matana, k'ma shekasuv o'avim nidava. It's clear, it's definite, that first the person has to do tshuva meira. Because he can't start with tshuva me'ahava. Where's he going to get ava sabore? This guy's immersed in sin. Only through tshuva Me'ira, God gives him bechinas ava b'matana oivim nidam v'shem is misnadev to love us. Rashi says in the pasuk of Erba Meshuvas oivim nidava, Amar Nabi kachar mali ruach hakodesh me'achar sha'ayomru lefneichen Erba Meshuvas oivim benidat ruchi hafa pishenim reim lahav esnadev lavosim kishavap imimenu. But even though they're not worthy, I'm still going to love them. So God afterwards only gives us his love as a gift. But first we have to do tshuva Me'ira. There's no way to get straight to the Ahava. This guy's in the middle of doing his sins. He's living with his non-Jewish wife, and then you say to him, love God. I mean, love God. This guy's so far away. Yira, he could be afraid. And then Hashem gives him the Ahava as a gift. Ve'emes, continues the Rebbe, ki tshuva Me'ira, he bimos hachol. Tshuva Me'ira is during the week. Va'idezeh zeche loshuv me'ahava b'shabbos kodesh. And through this, the person is zoche to return to Hashem out of love on Shabbos. The Isabim, so those are that's the two levels. Tshuva Me'ira during the week. Tshuva Me'ahava on Shabbos. Isab Medrash, or Arganat, Shirach, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shein Gedai L'shtamish, Ba'olom Ha'azah, Gonzoi. Afa Pichay Nis'akev, Or Od Kol Yom HaShabbos. Ayin Sham. says that really Adam sinned on Erev Shabbos, and Hashem could have, should have put away the light right away, but he didn't put it away until Motzei Shabbos, like the Medrash says. She says, "Koyach Hashem shuchogam olam hazel kabel varo shalom malik mashkas v'shein olam haba." But that's the koch of Shabbos. Shabbos can be makabel, main olam haba, even in this filthy olam hazeh. So therefore, the light stayed even for Shabbos. This is all through the Neshama Yisera. When is this Neshama Yisera? And Shabbos. That's also from the world of the Olam Agonis, because the Neshama Yisera never sins. The Chet of Adam Rishon was on Friday before there was a Neshama Yisera. So the Neshama Yisera comes from this Or Agonis. And therefore on Shabbos we give him a Kabbalah the Or Agonis. Shabbos isn't touched. Shabbos we get the Neshama Yisera. Shabbos we get the Or Agonis. Shabbos is Tshuva Me'ahava. And to the extent that we're Vukafish Mashim Atakin and Bechol, to the extent that we fix during the week, Yecholim Makabel Haaretz and Hashem Yisera B'Shabbos Kodesh. We can be Makabel and Hashem Yisera on Shabbos. From attacking B'chol, we can be Makabel the Hashem Yisera on Shabbos. So the Hashem Yisera is coming down no matter what. It's not touched, even by sin, even by Olam Hazeh. But the more worthy we are, the more we work during the week, the better an Hashem Yisera we're going to get, the more Yoser it's going to be. Very beautiful. So, Siyata Yishmaya, we are going to conclude here and hopefully continue next time. And we shall be Zelcha Lumal Du Lulami Lishma Velasis. The Kaim is called Divrei Samu Torah Subi Hava Amen Vi Amen. Shalom Suyas Mashallah.